From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns concludes his fourth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where in verses 22 and 23 the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. As the Holy Spirit shows the Christian his position in Christ, there follows the joy of full assurance. In Ephesians 1, verses 1 through 14, the Apostle reminds us of our possessions in Christ, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This leads to the glorious prospects of what Paul calls the abounding in hope. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, the believer who seems not to experience the fullness of his joy and wonders if he is truly saved may be encouraged by the fact that the very desire for grace is evidence of grace. As we've seen, believers may take from Christian joy great encouragement. The Bible says that God rejoices in His people. Therefore, believers ought to rejoice in God. Then we come to the exhortation from Christian joy. In the face of doubt, we may ask, Do I have any pleasure in Christ? Delight in the Savior is the evidence of true salvation. For the greatest cause for joy in the Christian life is a knowledge of what believers have in Christ. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, True Humility Rewarded. The text is Luke chapter 18, verse 14. He that humbleth himself shall be exalted. It ought not to be difficult for us to humble ourselves, for what have we to be proud of? We ought to take the lowest place without being told to do so. If we are sensible and honest, we shall be little in our own eyes. Especially before the Lord in prayer, we shall shrink to nothing. There we cannot speak of merit, for we have none. Our one and only appeal must be to mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Here is a cheering word from the throne. We shall be exalted by the Lord if we humble ourselves. For us, the way upward is downhill. When we are stripped of self, we are clothed with humility, and this is the best of wear. The Lord will exalt us in peace and happiness of mind. He will exalt us into knowledge of His Word and fellowship with Himself. He will exalt us in the enjoyment of sure pardon and justification. The Lord puts His honors upon those who can wear them to the honor of the giver. He gives usefulness, acceptance, and influence to those who will not be puffed up by them, but will be abased by a sense of greater responsibility. Neither God nor man will care to lift up a man who lifts up himself, but both God and good men unite to honor modest worth. O Lord, sink me in self, that I may rise in Thee.
Oh,
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the next issue is Roman Catholicism. The articles include The Papacy, The Church of Rome and Scripture, and The Church of Rome and Salvation. Also in this issue, Dr. Charles Barrett writes about Theodorus Frelinghuysen in an article called Bad Geography and the Beginning of an Awakening. In a feature article, the Reverend Timothy Nelson, editor of LTBS magazine, shares Mary's story from Rome to Christ. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on that website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, what is the gospel? What is the best way to study the Bible? And, can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
this rejoicing will give me liberty and power to live the life of a Christian, even when physical circumstances, material conditions are not such as would cause what the world thinks of as happiness. Let me finish then with a word of exhortation. With this I'm through. All that I've said should bring joy, peace, consolation to believers. But the fact is, we do fear that all that I've said places a question mark over our own experience and the reality of the work of grace in our own lives. If joy is the mark of the true believer, and I have little or no real joy, then I'm not a true believer. That's the logic. Let's have a look at it. Let me ask you a question. Is it really true of you that you have no pleasure in Christ? You take no pleasure in Christ? Is that true of you? Think it through now. Because I'm going to make this statement. If that's true of you, I don't care how many times you've walked the aisle or how many times you've been baptized or how many churches you've joined. I don't care how much you know of the Bible or the catechisms. I don't care if you've been ordained to the highest position in the Christian church. If you have no pleasure in Christ, you are not a Christian. You need to be saved. So ask the question again. Is it really true? You have no pleasure in Christ? But if you do take pleasure in Christ, that is joy begun, maybe far from perfected, but at least it is joy begun. The fruit is there, but it needs to be cultivated. The command of Scripture to cultivate it is Philippians 4:4, as we read today, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. James chapter 1 says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. There is there a deliberate emphasis on the exercise of the mind. We were reading in Philippians 4 this morning about a list of things. Verse 8, things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely and of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. The trouble with too many Christians is that they think they should have a deep spiritual experience, a deep spiritual joy, without much spiritual thought. I'm going to be very blunt with you today. If you want to spend your time night after night after night after night after night watching the television and taking in all that the world has to give you, and you barely spend the odd hour in the week opening up the Word of God to think on these things, if you exercise your mind on the economy, on the political situation, on the family situation, on the business, whatever, but you spend little time exercising your mind on Christ and the things of Christ, why should it be a surprise to you that joy is so underdeveloped? Why should it be? Think on these things. Cultivate the fruit that the Holy Ghost has begun in your life. 1 Peter chapter 1 gives you a vivid example of how to do it. These disciples in 1 Peter were living in peril of their lives. The trial of their faith was a hot, raging experience. They were under such pressure that Peter says, you are in heaviness. The word heaviness is extreme mental depression or oppression. You're in heaviness through a multitude of trials. I think there are some people here who may be able to identify with that. Your lives may not be in danger from the government at the moment, though that'll not be for all that long. But you know what it is to be in heaviness because there's just one trial after another pressing in upon you. Yet before that he says, you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness. How can that be? Notice the word in verse 6, wherein ye greatly rejoice. What do you rejoice in? You're elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. You've been begotten again to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, unto an inheritance undefiled that fadeth not away, that is reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You rejoice in these things, even though all the trials are against you. You rejoice in these things. Circumstances are very immediate, very demanding. But Christian joy demands that we go beyond the circumstances to the great reality. I was reading of a man imprisoned in Rome about 400 years ago. In terrible position, terrible pain, terrible surroundings, and condemned to die. The last letter he wrote to his friends outside the prison, he dated from the pleasure garden. From the pleasure garden. And this is what he wrote. Who will believe that which I now state? In a dark hole, I have found cheerfulness. In a place of bitterness and death, I have found rest and the hope of salvation. Where others weep, I have found laughter. Where others fear, I have found strength. Who will believe that in such a state of great misery, I have had pleasure, that in a lonely corner I have had glorious company, and in the hardest bonds, perfect repose. All these things Jesus, my Savior, has granted me. He is with me. He comforts me. He fills me with joy. He drives bitterness from me and gives me strength and consolation. That, my friend, is joy, the fruit of the Spirit. Billy Sunday said, if you have no joy in your religion, There's a leak in your religion. The leak may spring from many causes. We may allow circumstances to dominate our vision, get our eyes off Christ, and so obscure our joy. Worse, at times, sin, as in Psalm 51, robs us of the joy of our salvation. The Word of God tells us then to pray with David, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Here's the exhortation. If there's a leak in your religion, plug the leak. Change the metaphor. Cultivate the fruit that the Holy Ghost has begun to produce. Weed out the weeds of wrong thinking and wrong living. Get your eyes on Christ and on His so great salvation. I was thinking of it this way. I have to be careful because this could be another sermon outline entirely. Look back upon the covenant and upon the cross. There's the cause of your joy. Look up to the throne where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. There's the confirmation of your joy. Look forward to His coming. There's the crown of your joy. Remember Thomas Watson's statement. I trust that by the grace of God, joy has begun to enter into you, and that you today are on your way to heaven to enter into joy.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.